Streaming live from the Northington Energy Studios in Nashville, Tennessee, it's the Extreme Truckers Show with your host, Rich Miller. Brought to you by Napa Filters, quality filters for all your needs.
Motel 6, lowest price of any national chain.
Highway Health Magazine, we have your health and wellness at heart.
Northington Energy's Diesel Boost Plus, the energy drink for diesel trucks.
And Kit Kat, have a break, have a Kit Kat. Now, your host, Rich Miller.
Good evening and welcome aboard the Extreme Truckers Show. Tonight is June 27th. I am Lisa Catherine, and we are live from the Northington Energy Studios in Nashville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us tonight for our Race to the Clouds Pikes Peak episode. Tonight we are talking hot trucks, racing, and raw feed. Our first guest is the infamous Gail Banks, CEO of Banks Power, located in Azusa, California. Gail will be calling in from Colorado Springs to share with us the latest Banks product lineup. Plus, Gail will bring us news on his partnership with Mike Ryan and his Class 8 Banks Super Turbo Freightliner. Next up, we have Mike McCorse, manager on highway product marketing for Freightliner. Mike will be calling in from Charlotte, North Carolina. He'll be discussing Freightliner's decision to go big, go fast, and conquer Pikes Peak with the team Run Smart and Freightliner Turbo. We didn't call this the Race to the Clouds episode for nothing. We have with us tonight one of the most influential Class 8 race truck builder and drivers in the U.S. Mike Ryan of Mike Ryan Motorsports will also join us from Colorado Springs, and he'll give us the day-to-day race activity lowdown and get us all fired up for this weekend's event, the Pikes Peak Hill Climb. As always, the Extreme Trucker Show will finish out the evening with a special musical guest. Tonight, we are thrilled to welcome Joe Downing, a Nashville recording artist, here to share two of his original songs, Scrapbook and Waking Up. Tune in and enjoy the conversation. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter and listen to the archived or live shows on your iPhone, iPad, or Android at extremetruckers.us/mobile, anywhere, anytime. Tonight's Extreme Trucker Show is brought to you in part by Healthy Trucker Magazine, the voice of healthy trucking, and Northington Energy's Diesel Boost Plus, the energy drink for diesel trucks. We'll be back in just a moment. You are listening to the Extreme Trucker Show.
Truckerpalooza, Truckerpalooza, Truckerpalooza. Join the crew of the Extreme Trucker Show live September 7th, 2013, under the Big Top at World's Fair Park Amphitheater in Knoxville, Tennessee. Mind-blowing country, rock and roll, blues and jazz. 10 national musical acts, manufacturers Midway, Food Court, Trucker Health Fair, and more. Details at truckerpalooza.com. Truckerpalooza Music Festival, 1,500 seats, all day fun. All day fun.
When trucking companies are recruiting, where do they go? To the Extreme Trucker Show, where our recruiting specialists give you the edge for all the best employment opportunities. Tonight's featured carrier is Celadon. With a variety of driving opportunities to choose from, you can be confident Celadon is the right place for you. Visit us online at driveceladon.com or call us at 800-729-9770. And remember to tell them you heard it live on the Extreme Trucker Show.
Okay, we are back, and it looks like our first guest is on the line. I would like to welcome Gail Banks, CEO and founder of Banks Power, on the show. Hi, Gail.
How are you
there
this evening? I am here. Hello from America's Mountain, Pikes Peak.
Woohoo! Pikes Peak.
Yeah.
Been there.
Where the air is rare.
The air is rare. That's a good one.
And the horsepower is hard to produce.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
yeah, you get some thin air, it gets harder and harder for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, when you get to the top of this mountain, about half the air is gone.
Yeah.
So if you're in the engine business, it's hard to do your thing.
Well, that's what they call Rocky Mountain High, right?
Yeah. Yeah, there is that. Yep.
Well, let's get started with a little background on who Gail Banks is and your illustrious 55-year career.
Well, yeah, I don't know about illustrious, but I've been around a while. The business I'm in is engines. It always has been, and we got started August of '58, building a lot of road race engines and supercharged marine engines for guys that were racing boats back then. And You know, diesel back then, weren't a lot of guys racing diesel. There were some guys pulling, but some of the stuff we've done in the last 20, 25 years, you wouldn't even think about it back in 58. Towards the end of the 60s, we started buying engines directly from GM's engine plants and building marine engines out of them. And my big deal since about 1964 has been turbocharging and supercharging. That's anything that makes an engine bigger than it should be by increasing the air density going into the engine. So there's this long thread of us developing engines for marine use, offshore racing, world-class river racing, APBA circle boat racing, endurance tunnel boat racing, all these various forms of racing. At one time or another, we would win a world championship or national championship, and sometimes in the case of river racing, we did it all over the world, and 12 world championships in 16 years in the 70s and 80s. So
started in 1976, huh?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, with a fellow named John Hamilton out of New Zealand who invented the marine jet drive and built boats, and we raced together, won 5 in a row, and then I started doing it with everybody. But racing with the Kiwis, those New Zealanders, what cool people.
Exactly. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so you've had a love for boats and marine for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. I sold my first pair of engines to the Navy in 1975, so I've been dealing with the Navy, geez, that's a lot of years. And I'm proud to say I still am. And, you know, I've been demonstrating some of our 7-liter 427 V8 diesel engines for them out here in Coronado, California, supercharged, twin turbocharged, these V8 marine engines. And that's to blow those big boats up on top so they can get the hell out of Dodge if they're taking fire.
Right. The military.
You know, we did some Cummins-based marine engines for them back in 2002. They're running those now, but they're a little slow on the spool up, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Those are 750 horse. So it's real rough-duty stuff. I like to do the really hard stuff. A lot of our military stuff, we do a lot of military engines. We do a V8 and a V6. The V6 is a double overhead cam, 4-valve per cylinder engine that the special forces guys are going nuts for because they want to build something better than a, you know, little hunting vehicles Polaris and others build. Those are cool for what they're meant for, but when you want to put all kinds, tons of gear onto something like that, it doesn't work out. So we're now using this 3-liter, 240 horse, 270 horse little diesel, and building 4x4 all-wheel steer vehicles that the Special Forces guys use.
Very interesting.
It is.
Well,
it kind of keeps my heart beating.
Yeah. Well, it sounds, I've just kind of gone over a lot of your biography, and that you definitely have so much going on in so many different areas. How do you keep all that straight?
You know what? I'm beginning to wonder, after doing this for 55 years, how I do keep it straight. I would say this, you know, there's about 115 really, really fine people that I work with every day who help me keep it straight. And, you know, the cool part is, I mean, we develop our engines. The most strenuous thing you can do with an engine is race it. And I'm a distance racer, although we have a pro stock drag truck running one of our Banks V8 diesels, and it held the held the record, national record, for 4 years. Young man that I sold some stuff to just beat us by a couple hundredths of a second recently. So I think I got to pull that truck out of the NHRA museum and go out and race him. He's a good friend.
What kind of truck is that?
It's a S10. The NHRA had a Pro Stock truck series.
Mm-hmm.
That we started with. We ran a project for GM called the Cyclone at Bonneville back in 89 and 90.
Okay.
And that's not a diesel. That was a 5-liter V6 gasoline setup. Mm-hmm. And it ended up going 210 two-way average. And that was the world's fastest pickup truck for 10 years. After we did the Bonneville thing in the last time in 1990, we built two clones as drag race trucks, and my driver and my racing partner, Bruce Geisler, toured the United States for GMC, demonstrating them. Don Prudhomme, the snake, a very famous drag racer, would drive one of them against, like, the local mayor of the town where they were having the national drag event. And they did this for a couple of years, and that started the NHRA Pro Stock Truck category, which ran for about a decade, maybe more. So I got one of those and put a V8 diesel in it. And we went out, and our record was a 7.77 seconds at 180 miles an hour. Turned that engine a little over 6,000 RPM in the gears. So I'm a advocate of high-speed diesel. I'm pushing diesel where it's never been before, and it's a pleasure to do it. I'm having a lot of fun doing it. So that Pro Stock, now we're doing a top dragster V8 diesel.
Right.
No turbos. This is just blown with zoomy headers, just like a top fuel car. And that is coming out later this year after Pikes Peak, of course. And so go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Well, I was just going to move on to diesel pickup trucks. Many of our listeners are diesel pickup drivers. Obviously, you are a leader in developing, you know, the performance product for these types of trucks. Let's focus tonight on the Duramax 6.6. Can you tell me some of the exciting lineup you have for this engine?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, you know, my V8 engines, I represent General Motors, and I have worldwide distribution rights to that particular engine, the Duramax. And that is the basis for my 6.6 and my 7-liter engines that we built for Marine and military and racing, mm-hmm. anywhere from 300 to 1,600 horsepower. And as I said prior, we did the Cummins Marine engine, and we also hold the land speed record for the world's fastest diesel pickup with our Dakota with a Cummins in it. We set that record in 2002, and it's 217 miles an hour two-way average with that Cummins 5.9. So that nobody's been able to get that one. And we've run the Fords in Baja, the 6-liter Fords.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a Ford truck engineering project. So I kind of get all around. But the Duramax is kind of, if I really want to build a serious engine and pound the living bejesus out of it, it's going to be the Duramax. I found it to be, as the name said, most durable, Duramax. Yeah. So that thing, and all the others, the Fords and the Cummins, we have a line of products from, you know, what we call Ram Air cold air systems to Monster exhaust product, you know, that's stainless steel, and everything in between, you know, hot rod parts or bigger parts or higher boost stuff for the turbochargers, large, really effective intercoolers, engine tuning equipment, you know, the stuff you
right.
put in line. We also have flash tuning equipment, so you can reprogram the ECUs. And we run all of that off of a thing that mounts up on the dash, which is a 5-inch touch screen we call the Banks IQ. And that baby will do all of the command things you want to do in the vehicle, include running our exhaust brake products, and allow you to change the power level while you're driving, select fuel economy if you want to go that way. And it's pretty cool. I'm nuts for the electronic side of this because that's how you control the modern diesel engine is a microprocessor. And,
Very interesting.
You know, and I've been into that side of it since I started out. So now, you know, it's much more technical. And there are young guys who know way more than I do, but they don't scare me yet. So I guess I'm holding my own. So the big deal here is when we improve the performance of a truck, and it might be a billet torque converter, we do those. We literally do about everything you would need or ever want to improve your pickup truck. And we also do gasoline. So the bottom line, though, is I'm an engine designer. I'm not a guy making the exhaust systems. I'm an engine designer who makes exhaust systems. And we're really good. We do it ourselves. And same with the cold air kits. But the bottom line is we understand how to build an entire system that works with the engine rather than working against it. So if a guy really wants to do the whole thing, he can come to one source where it's all engineered by the same crew of guys. And we do things that are kind of cool. We're working on a new cylinder head for the Duramax. We're working on a new crankshaft for the Duramax with bigger rod journals for our Navy use. And now the tractor or truck pull guys are saying they want them too. So we're in the really extreme race end of it, so we know the limits of the engine in the truck. We know the envelope. In other words, we over-temp them. We starve them for oil. We over-speed them. We do all of that to find out how you break them. And then we dial back so there's a safety margin so we don't break them. And, I told my wife a while back, I says, you know, I kind of look at what we do with a man's or a lady's truck, and a lot of horsewomen buy my stuff.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. Absolutely. I got a real following in the horse community. So, well, I got horses on my property. I'm in Colorado Springs.
And,
oh, I got to tell you, my daughter and my granddaughters are riding horses here.
Awesome.
While
Colorado,
we're racing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm around. I got horses on my land, so I totally get what that's all about. The thing is what I was leading up to is, I told my wife, I says, I kind of look at when I sell a person equipment for their vehicle. I don't want to have an experience for them wherein it's like I came over to their house and ate dinner, and then after dinner I went out in the kitchen and broke all the dishes.
Well, that wouldn't
when
be
I want to honor the host, and in this case the host is the vehicle itself or the hostess. The bottom line is my quest is endurance and efficiency, and some of the listeners might not agree with me, but I don't like smoke. To me, diesel smoke is the negative legacy of diesel. It's wrong. It's wrong in this respect. That's horsepower in the air. You put fuel into the engine, and you didn't burn it there.
Right.
Now, I don't think that's too damn smart. I think it's a hell of a lot more smart to actually use the fuel in the engine rather than be proud of the fact that you didn't.
And you're transitioning into our next question that gets you get kind of into the, you know, one of the reasons why you got involved with the Freightliner, right?
Oh,
with the Pike.
Oh, that's a beautiful. That, yeah, you're absolutely right. A couple of years ago, this will be my third year at Pikes Peak. I've been running at Bonneville for 55 years at the Salt Flats.
Wow.
And I mean, the Bonneville Salt Flats is where it all started for us in California. That's where we went to go fast, and starting in 1949. And
Studebakers?
Yeah, oh my God, I've been through a lot of 53 Studebakers. And finally found that when you make one go about 230, the back wants to be the front. And then I moved on to Corvettes. And we had the world's fastest passenger car from 1978 till, oh my God, it was first the Studebaker, then a 68 Corvette. We went 240 with that in 1981. And then in 87, we went 267 with a Firebird doing that for Pontiac. And that record stood until some of my friends built a clone about 15 years later. So about 25, 28 years, we had the world's fastest passenger car. You know, but I kind of moved on to diesel and became more truck and more military and less automotive.
Tell us a little bit about your involvement with Mike Ryan.
Yeah, so I'm up here. I came up here 3 years ago now to we had a lot of soldiers in Afghanistan and running Humvees that are up armored. The heaviest ones are called Frag Fives. They go with the turret and the Maduce on top, the 50 cal. You know, they're approaching 15,000 pounds, and you know they used to be 7,800 pounds, and they still got a 190 horse engine. So they kind of like doubled the weight, and that's without the guys being in there. We're now testing one at 19,200 pounds in an Army program. So 190 horsepower, 19,200 pounds, and you're at as high as 14,000 feet. That's the number they gave me. They're operating in Afghanistan, and when you get that high, literally half your power is gone because you don't have the air to support burning the fuel. So they were incredibly slow. So the idea here is if you're active and you're taking fire and you're in a Humvee, you want to leave. And you want to leave quickly. When I was a kid, we called that getting the hell out of Dodge. Today they have a technical
term. It's still called that. It's still
I know,
called.
But I mean, in the service, it's escape
in
and
a
evade.
Real sense, right? When you're in
yeah,
in
escape and evade.
Oh,
so,
yeah. In that
so
kind of an environment, you want to get moving, right?
Yeah. Oh, God, let's get out of here. So people are trying to kill us.
Are you there?
Yeah, I am. Still with you?
Uh-oh, Gail, I think I lost.
Hello?
Gail?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? I think I lost you there for a minute.
Do you hear me now?
Yep.
Do you hear me? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Sorry about that. We're having a little technical difficulty.
I will call you back.
I can hear you fine now. I'm going to go to a song real quick. Not too sure what happened to Gail right there. I had a little technical difficulty. Hold on 1 second. We're going to go listen to Al Jansen singing BSG.
Oh,
guitar. Okay, sorry about that. We had some technical difficulty, but we do have Gail Banks back on the line. Gail, are you there?
I am here.
Okay, sorry about that. That was kind of interesting. Yeah, you know, with these online podcasts, we do get some problems every once in a while, and I apologize for that.
No problem.
Well, let's move on. Sorry about that. We were talking about Pikes Peak and your involvement with Freightliner and Mike Ryan. So let's continue forward. How's that?
Okay. We were talking about the Humvees in Afghanistan, and what brought me to Pikes Peak was the turbochargers. I wanted to come up with a new way of controlling the turbochargers on these Humvees, and I had an opportunity to run a 1,400 horsepower. We did a 1,400 horsepower alcohol methanol burning engine, and ran with Paul Dahlenbach for a couple of years up here. The first year, the car didn't take the joke. In other words, we took it from 650 to the first year, 1,307 horsepower, and the rest of the car, the drivetrain, we kind of broke parts. Last year, we had 1,400 horsepower, and unfortunately, something that the crew had rigged caused the, you know,
You still there? Hello. Well, it looks like we are having some technical difficulties. I am going to go back to another song and see if I can clear this up. We will go back to 10 Feet Tall, Almost Human.
Hello,
is this Mike?
This is Mike.
Mike McCourse?
It is.
Okay, sorry about that. We're not too sure what happened to Gail, unfortunately.
I was listening. Yeah, just cutting out.
Yeah, just kind of cut him right off there, and then we went dead for a minute. Well, this is an unusual evening. We're not even having storms, so I really do apologize for that. If you could hold on 1 second, we are going to go to a break, and we're going to bring right back. After this moment, you are listening to the Extreme Trucker Show.
It's time now for the Extreme Trucker Show's Healthy Tip of the Week. This tip is endorsed by the Healthy Trucking Association of America. We have your health and wellness at heart.
Here are a few tips you can do to make yourself healthier. Switch soda for water. Eat a sandwich instead of a fast food burger, try whole wheat bread instead of white bread, and park further away from the truck stop. You will be amazed how far these few changes will take you. This tip has been brought to you by USA Truck. It begins with you. Okay, we are back, and it looks like we do have Gail back on the line. Hold on 1 second. Let me finish up with him. Hold on. Gail, are you back?
I'm back.
Well, listen, I'm going to bring Mike on also from Freightliner. He's been sitting there waiting. Can you hold on 1 second?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, Mike, you're on the air. We're on the air with Gail Banks and myself. I'm going to try to wrap this up for Gail. I apologize for the inconvenience, but wanted to get right back into the show and see, talk about Freightliner's involvement with Gail Banks and Mike Ryan.
Great.
Do you have anything to contribute, Mike?
Yeah, looking forward to chatting about it. Gail, hey, nice to hear your voice here on the line.
Yeah, I'm Lisa. We're talking to a turbo expert.
Yeah, you know what, this is
honestly,
this is a little bit.
I'm not kidding you.
Oh, I know. Well, it's not,
Mike,
it's very
the student of turbocharging. Like, it's once in a while you meet a guy who's into what you're into, and it's very cool when that happens.
Well, you can't get any better when you get a bunch of people that really love what they're doing, right?
Oh yeah.
Well, Gail, I'm gonna have to, kind of finish up with you. I do apologize for that. I know, we've been talking and trying to get you on the air here. So,
yeah.
I know you have a big weekend and you're working with Mike Ryan, and I guess the race is this weekend. Best of luck. You're gonna break some records, right?
The thing is running hard. We're improving every day our setup and our calibration, and I'm really confident in what we're doing. And at the end of the day, I just want my course to be proud of what I did.
Oh, I think you've got quite a,
that's what I'm
quite a history. So. Well, best of luck this weekend. It was a pleasure talking with you. I think we covered a lot, even though we got cut off there, and it was an honor. So,
good time.
Best of luck again.
Good time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Okay, Mike, you are on the air with the Extreme Trucker Show. Crazy as it is tonight, you're going to talk about Freightliner's Truck's long-term relationship with Mike Ryan Motorsports. How about we start there?
Absolutely. So, Faye, thanks for having me on the line tonight. It was great
to hear
Gail's perspective on how he's been, helping the Pikes Peak Hill Climb truck this year. And we're looking forward to, setting another world record this year for the Class 8 category. And, go ahead.
What's the speed limit? What is the actual goal that you're trying to break? What's the record?
Well, so, I guess Mike's been doing this. Our relationship with Mike goes back to actually almost all the way back to 1999, I'm going to say, when Mike and I met. At the time, I was involved in the youth truck organization with Freightliner, and we were able to provide Mike with his actual first chassis. At the time, it was a Century Class platform that Mike used to get the race truck up and going, and for the Pikes Peak Hill Climb. And from that time, we've worked with Mike for, gosh, it's been how many years now? This is the 15th year, I think, now with Mike. And, progressively every year he's gone back to Pikes Peak and continued to set record after record. And, they've changed the course. This is the second year now of the full paved course. Where before it was a half paved and half dirt course, and so a couple of years ago the previous records were kind of set, and now they're on to new records with the completely paved course. So Mike's we're optimistic that Mike is going to go again better his numbers from the previous year, and we're real proud of what he's doing there.
Well, it's incredible what they're doing, especially, just the whole program. I'm amazed just trying to follow everything that Banks Power is doing is incredible. And then you tie in with the Class 8 trucks and what Mike Ryan is doing with the hill climb this weekend. So it'll be very exciting. You are not there, correct? You are actually in Charlotte?
I'm actually based out of Charlotte, North Carolina. That's where Freightliner has its sales and marketing offices here. And I just actually got back from the Alternative Clean Transportation Expo, where I was up there presenting on our new Cascadia Evolution platform, our clean diesel alternative energy solution. And, we're doing some amazing things right now with that truck and, providing our customers with a truck that provides an amazing, lowest cost of ownership and some incredible fuel economy.
Right. Wow. Well, tell me, why do you think Mike Ryan connects so well with the trucking community?
Well, Mike, obviously Mike's a seasoned veteran on the Hollywood stunt scene.
Right.
I think people are connect with that very well. They've seen all of the movies that Mike has been in, from the Terminator movies to Thelma and Louise and Fast and Furious and all of the movies that Mike's performed in. But he's the Class 8 truck guy. He's the one that the movie studios call when they need somebody to operate a big rig. And what it does, it puts Mike in a unique position where he knows how to control these vehicles and can turn around and talk with a fellow trucker about how to drive a truck safely. And when it does get into situations where it's having issues or problems, Mike can talk to him about what it takes to drive a truck safely. So it puts him on a kind of an even keel with those individuals, and I think it's a unique situation. And here we have a Mike obviously is a motorsports enthusiast, was able to parlay that into his passion for trucks, and build a Pikes Peak Hill Climb truck that now we also use for drifting events, and so he's got kind of a dual audience there. And it's just great. It's just, we'll bring Mike's truck to truck shows, and it will draw crowds that, you could put another NASCAR car out there or something like that, and there'll be, huge crowds around Mike's truck because that's what these guys drive.
Well, that's so true. It definitely works with that community of truckers. They really like to see the Freightliner in a different mode besides driving down the highway. These trucks are what Mike has done with that Freightliner, which you all have done with, is incredible. I mean, it's crazy, to actually see that in that kind of a situation, I have never been to the Pikes Peak Hill Climb myself, but I can imagine the energy and the power that's, going to go up that mountain. It's very, very, exciting, really, and I think our trucking community is really involved. They love to see that. So him bringing that to that kind of level of racing is amazing. And you're right, it's kind of hard to find the words to explain that.
Yeah, it's an amazing event. I mean, I can't tell you how many times Mike's offered me a ride up the hill, and I honestly
really?
I can't do it.
everybody
in the audience, and I'm sure all the truckers that are listening, have driven on, passes in their trucks where they're looking over these 1,500-foot, inclines where, you're up high already in a truck, and you're looking over the edge of a cliff, and here's, Mike doing it at, four times the speed, and, barreling into a corner and hoping his brakes are going to catch, and he's going to, accelerate to the corner and move on to the next one. It's incredible the amount of speed that these guys generate. And there was an event recently where Mike got to participate in a car shootout in Pahrump, Nevada, where there was some of the top performing cars in the country coming out of the SEMA show, and of 50 cars, Mike's truck placed in the top 20. In speed through the road course. I mean, it's amazing how this truck performs.
Yeah, just going around the corners, I've seen some of the videos. It's amazing, and it's a great thing. So why did you guys select the Freightliner Cascadia Evolution platform to use as the race truck, not a different one.
Yes, right. So, you know, this year we were we just introduced in March this year our Freightliner Cascadia Evolution truck, and this is kind of, you know, we introduced the Cascadia back in 2007, and have continued to refine the truck over the years with a number of not only aerodynamic enhancements, but also a number of engine enhancements. And this year in 2014 is kind of the culmination of all of those things with aerodynamics and engine. And we've basically developed a truck that is creating some major buzz in the industry. We're providing customers with a truck that's giving them the fuel economy that they could never imagine. We've got customers that have seen, you know, fuel efficiency increases up to 8%, from their previous generation, you know, Freightliners that they were operating, and even more than that from customers that have switched over from other brands. So we're very proud of this truck, and we even have I'm excited to talk about some opportunities coming up. We've got some customers that are even approaching the kind of magic 10 mile per gallon numbers. So we're excited about this product, and it just fit with what we're trying to do with Mike, which is putting him in a truck that's the kind of the pinnacle of the Freightliner brand. Granted, Mike has and Dale Banks have worked on some engine tweaks on the truck, and they're doing some amazing horsepower out of that motor. But what we really want to say is, this is our pinnacle truck, the Cascadia Evolution, and it's what we want to showcase to customers.
Right. Tell me about Teams Run Smart. Okay, I see that the logo is on the car. I know a little bit about it because we had Henry Albert on the show about a year and a half ago. So tell our listeners a little bit about Team Run Smart and why Mike has it on his race truck.
Absolutely. So the folks who get a chance to see the Mike Ryan race truck, the Pikes Peak truck, will see a logo. That's our Team Run Smart logo. It's a online community. It's Team Run Smart. .com. And we launched it last year at the Great American Truck Show in Dallas. And it's an online community that was developed to provide information and resources to owner operators and small fleet customers to help them be better at the business of trucking. And what I mean by that is there's kind of four primary pillars with this website. Everything from Fuel Smart, which is to help them become more fuel efficient in the operation of their vehicle, and there's Truck Smart, which is really about maintaining your truck to maximize uptime, and then there's Business Smart, which is really, once somebody goes from being a company driver to becoming an owner-operator, now they're actually a business owner, and they have to understand things like, bookkeeping and tax preparation and regulations and all those things, and we're providing, information from industry experts on all of the things it takes to be to understand those elements of business.
With
that information.
Small business. Sorry.
Exactly. And then the last pillar, which is just as important as any of them, is what we call Health Smart. And as everybody knows now, with the new CSA regulations, if you can't pass a physical, you can't drive your truck. And so Freightliner is really taking a stance right now with the industry on, we want to help and provide, the resources and information on how to be healthier in the business of trucking. And so some of the things that we're doing and at the forefront of the industry, we just introduced a product that'll go into any of our Freightliner sleeper cabs called Fit System, and that's the Freightliner in-truck train system. And it's a resistance band system that we developed in a partnership with a company called Rolling Strong. And it's an exercise system that you can use in the cab of your truck. When you're, when you're at a truck stop and you've got some downtime, it's a quick, 20-30 minute exercise regime that you go through. As you get stronger and better with your resistance bands, you can add to those to get more resistance. It's a real simple system, and it's available for $69.95 through rollingstrong.com. It's a great system.
Oh, okay, Rolling Strong. Yeah, I've had them on the show, too.
Yeah, Bob Perry, absolutely.
Yeah, and Henry Albert, he was on the show, like I said, and I think it was before the Run Smart, the Team Run Smart started, and he was on talking about, dressing for success as a truck driver and, getting rid of that old cliche of wearing, T-shirt and jeans and actually dressing and actually showing up to, the customer's door with their load, their haul, whatever they're hauling, and being dressed professionally. So very interesting, great program, great, thing to get across to the truckers, especially the health issues, because you're right, that's huge in the industry right now. And, they can't be truckers if they, can't pass those tests. So, great idea. Love the team Run Smart. And, would love to have you guys back on the show to kind of, talk more about that.
Absolutely.
Go on.
And we'd love to do that, Elisa. Not only do we have Henry as one of our team Run Smart pros, but we've got four other pros. We've got Jimmy Navarez and Joey Slaughter and Jeff Clark and Bob and Linda Caffey, and they're all on TeamRunSmart.com. You can read their blogs that they post every week on information on how to be more successful at the business of trucking, and it's great information. And again, it's available to anybody. It doesn't matter whether you drive a Freightliner or a Peterbilt or a Mack or a Volvo. The information is available to everybody, and it's great stuff. And I think it'll go a long way towards helping the industry.
Sure, and they have some great recipes too. They have some great recipes on their blog, so that's good for for the health aspect again. They constantly looking for different things to eat in the truck, and I love that when they do they blog and they put the recipes up there. Because you don't want to have to stop and eat the fast food all the time. So that's real important. It's amazing how important that really is. So.
It's great. On the website right now, we're running a promotion right now. If you submit a healthy recipe to the website, we'll give you a $10 gift card from Walmart. So get on there and submit your healthy recipes.
I think I will. So what are the future plans for the Freightliner race truck? Let's jump right back to that race truck at Pikes Peak. What is the future for that?
Sure. So one of the things that we want to do with Mike, obviously Mike's a great spokesman for us, and it's been a great relationship. And continuing on, our goal is to try to keep incorporating our latest technology into the race truck. So that really what you drive, the old adage, what you race on Sunday, you buy on Monday. So, so one of the things we want to try to do is we're working on our latest engine platforms, or our Detroit DD 15, DD 13, and DD 16 platforms. And so we'll be working with Mike and hopefully Gail Banks on trying to develop a DD15 platform, which is our current engine platform for the race truck, and then even trying to incorporate some other of the Detroit components, our new automated manual transmission from Detroit, the DT12, which is turning heads in the industry right now, and incorporating those products into the racetrack. So that's our goal moving forward, and we'll be working toward that.
Okay. Okay, Mike, well, it looks like that's all the time we have. Do you have anything else you want to tell our guests before we have to let you go?
Nope, just follow Mike this weekend at Pikes Peak. Wish him luck, and safe driving. It's obviously a super dangerous course up there, and Mike's he's as talented as anybody in the industry, and I wouldn't put another guy behind the wheel of this Freightliner race truck, and we're looking forward to another world record, and get on TeamRunSmart.com and get signed up and take advantage of that great information out there.
Okay, well, thank you so much for participating on the show tonight. We have been talking with Mike McCourse of Freightliner. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
We'll be back in just a moment. You are listening to the Extreme Trucker Show. Tonight's Extreme Trucker Show is brought to you in part by Healthy Trucker Magazine, the voice of healthy trucking. Northington Energy's Diesel Boost Plus, the energy drink for diesel trucks. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter and listen to the archived or live shows on your iPhone, iPad, or Android. at extremetruckers.us/mobile. Anywhere, anytime. We'll be back in just a moment. You are listening to the Extreme Trucker Show.
Tonight's episode of the Extreme Trucker Show is brought to you by Napa Filters. Quality filters for all your needs. Motel 6, lowest price of any national chain. Highway Health Magazine. We have your health and wellness at heart. Northington Energy's Diesel Boost Plus, the energy drink for diesel trucks. And Kit Kat. Have a break. Have a Kit Kat. Now, back to your host, Rich Miller.
Hey, we're getting low on fuel and coffee, but we'll be back on the road with more of the Extreme Trucker Show in moments. Stay with us, and be sure to follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Apologize to Gail Banks. Okay, we are back, and I just want to take this moment to apologize to Gail Banks. I know we kind of dropped him off a little earlier, and I did want to shout out to him and just let him know that you know what they're doing with the Pikes Peak Hill Climb is very exciting. So we're going to move on, and of course we do have our musical guest, one of our favorite parts of the show, and best part of the evening, I think, is when we bring on our musical guest. Tonight, we are welcoming Joe Downing, and he is here to sing, or actually share, two of his songs, Scrapbook and Waking Up. And we're going to start with Waking Up. We're going to play that right now.
Don't pretend to understand it, but the people at the top seem a little underhanded, filling their pockets with a hard-earned taxes. They say the country's broke, but man, the fact is we gotta start waking up. Yeah. paper they're printing ain't gonna be worth a thing. If they keep using us as puppets, no, it's time to cut the string. They're taking away our freedom little by little, making us compete the high, the low, the middle. Yeah, we gotta start waking up, waking up, making up our minds that it's time to start waking up, waking up to the truth.
Okay, that was Joe Downing with Waking Up. Great sound. Hey, Joe, are you there?
Hey, I'm here.
Yay, finally, right? Thanks for being so patient. We've had some technical difficulty this evening, so if something happens, just hang on there. This is a live show, so you never know what's going to happen.
No problem. I understand. I'm real happy to be on the show tonight.
Well, thank you so much. We're happy to have you. It's, why don't you go ahead and start off by telling us a little bit about yourself and what got you started in the music industry?
Well, sure. I've always been, always been involved with music from a real young age. And in fact, there's some pictures of me in a diaper sitting at our stand-up piano in our living room when I was just a kid. So
wow.
I think I got started. Music at a very young age. I'm a country soul recording artist out of Nashville, Tennessee, and I've lived here for 8 years and love this city, and a singer-songwriter, and spend a lot of my time down on Music Row writing and co-writing, and there's nothing I'd rather be doing.
So you found a home in Nashville, huh?
I sure did. Feels like home more and more every day.
Originally from Cincinnati, Ohio, right?
Cincinnati, Ohio, that's right. I want to say hi to all my fans and my friends out there in Cincinnati listening in.
Yeah, big shout out. That last song was really great. Who do you think are some of your influences?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Some of my influences, I got to start with a man, maybe one of the original singer-songwriters, Sam Cooke, who was just a real big influence on me, and his work with the Soul Stirrers, his original group before he went solo, and just that soul sound, which I'm sort of combining the country and soul elements. And I'd have to start with Sam Cooke, definitely. He's been a huge influence on me.
Wow. Well, it's great to know, where the music is coming from. A lot of folks, when they are listening to music, they like to know what what got you started into it? You know, how did you, you know, why are you writing like you do, you know? Sometimes you have a reason for writing that song. Is there something behind that waking up music?
That particular song was one that I co-wrote with a buddy of mine by the name of Mike Kuhl, K-U-H-L. And we wrote it during the Liberty Movement of 2012 and thought, you know, boy, things are tough, you know, for folks out there. And, you know, what do we need to do so that we can start dreaming again? And we said, how about waking up?
Yeah, everybody needs to wake up.
All right.
That's right. That's great. It's a great song. It's a great song. Moving on, we've got you've got some upcoming performances in Dayton, Ohio for the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. I guess it's this Saturday, June 29th. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah, I'll be performing this Saturday at the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation Summer Soiree.
Wow.
And,
that sounds fancy.
Really looking forward to it. It does. I had to look up what a soiree is, and I found out it's somewhere halfway between an extravaganza and a party.
Oh,
it should be fantastic, and I tell you, it's for a great cause. And I've been involved with juvenile diabetes research for a number of years, and it's very close to home, I guess you would say, because I myself was diagnosed with juvenile diabetes when I was 4 years old, and my brother was diagnosed 2 years later, so our family has dealt with it for a long time.
Wow.
And I even read recently more than 15,000 children and 15,000 adults in the United States every year are diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, so it's affecting millions of people in the United States, and, you know, it's a big deal. So if anybody is looking for an opportunity to donate to a good cause, a good charity, and a great cause for finding a cure for juvenile diabetes, JDRF is it. And you can donate to them through my website, www.joedowning.com. All of the downloads in the month of June are going directly to JDRF. So you can donate to a great cause and get some Joe Downing downloads, joedowning.com. And like I said, JDRF is a real special charity.
Oh, yeah, it really is. And, you know, just seeing people that live with diabetes, how you can live a perfectly normal life. You have, I mean, obviously, with so many people with the disease, but you know, it's just difficult to imagine being so young, 4 years old, like you said, and finding out that you have it. But thank God you found out, and your brother too. And you know, for all the kids out there that do have, you know, the situation, it's a great foundation, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. And like you said, go to www.joedowning.com and donate. Donate as much as you can, right?
Absolutely, and it's true what you say there about for the kids out there who have type 1 diabetes. You know, as long as they take care of themselves and eat right and check their blood sugars and all that stuff, they can do whatever they want in their life. So that's real important for them to understand.
Okay, we're gonna actually go to your next song, Scrapbook, and when you come back, you can tell us a little bit about why you wrote that and what influenced you on that. We'll be right back after this.
Great.
When love is real, it's truly timeless. It's found in my daydreams, so innocent and mindless. And deep in the heart of a star-crossed serenade is the only place I'll find it.
deeper than the themes of a well-written poet, always looking for a way to rhyme it. I kept a scrapbook of the good times that I've had with you. I kept a scrapbook of the good lines and the things we used to do. Through the ups and downs, somehow I knew. You can't really separate two hearts that are connected, and you can't put a price tag on the memories I've collected. From the time you were a small town waitress at the Sunshine Cafe, I picked you up in my Chevelle. Hell yes, those were the days. I kept a scrapbook of the good times that I've had with you. I kept a scrapbook of the good lines and the things we used to do. Through the ups and downs, somehow I knew. It's been a long and broken road that led me back to you. And it's funny how I still feel the same. I think it's time this love story be put in picture frames. I kept a scrapbook of the good times that I've had with you. I kept a scrapbook of the good lines and the things we used to do. Through the ups and downs, somehow I knew.
Okay, that was Joe Downing with Scrapbook, a really beautiful song. And Joe, I'd love, you know, go ahead and tell the story behind that. It's a very sweet story.
Well, sure. Thank you very much. Scrapbook was that was inspired by my brother, who actually recently married his high school sweetheart 20 years after graduation.
I love that.
So, yeah, it's a great story, and it was something we definitely wanted to write about. Again, co-written with my friend Mike Cool, and the song is basically about love and love you have for someone, and even if you're apart from them, you still have those memories. And people keep those memories in different ways. And every once in a while, if you hang on to those memories, in this particular case, they were kept in a scrapbook. But the love can be rekindled.
No, it's amazing. You know, so, you're meant to be. They were meant to be together. So that's kind of, you know, that's the way it is. You know, it's just you can't break that sometimes, right?
That's right.
Well, listen, unfortunately, we are out of time. We've run out of time. Do you want to give our listeners some of your websites? I know you have a couple of them where they can best find your music.
Sure. www.joedowning.com is the best way to find me. Joedowning.com. I'm also on Facebook, iTunes, MySpace, Amazon. So, anywhere you look, pretty much, you can find me. But joedowning.com is the best way to do that. And I just want to thank all my fans out there. The emails you send and the support you give, it means the world to me. So thank you. And my manager, TJ Kirby, out there busting his butt and making everything happen. Appreciate it. Thank you. And my friends and my fan, well, my fan, y'all know that I love you. So, but I'll say it anyway. I love you, and thank you.
Well, that's awesome. It's the best thing is to appreciate your fans and let them know it, right? That's all you know. That's
absolutely
the best thing to do. Well, it's been a pleasure speaking with you tonight. You have a great sound. I think you have a very, very bright future. We love to hear how our musical guests are doing, so please keep in touch. I know TJ will, and you, of course, are welcome back anytime. That was Joe Downing. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You have a great night. I want to thank all my guests tonight, Gail Banks of Banks Power, Mike McCorse of Freightliner, and, of course, our musical guest, Joe Downing. Thank you all for participating in our Race to the Clouds Pikes Peak episode of the Extreme Trucker Show. It was great being here with you tonight. Be happy, stay safe, and whatever you do, keep on listening to the Extreme Trucker Show. Good night.
The Extreme Trucker Show is a production of Indie Star Media and Entertainment. Executive producer Lisa Horn, marketing Stephen Mackey, production coordinator Jillian Redmond. You've been listening to The Extreme Trucker Show, broadcasting live every Thursday night at 10:30 Eastern from the Northington Energy Studios in Nashville, Tennessee. Until next week, keep your eyes on the road and your hands upon the wheel.